I'm not trying to be like King Feminist or no shit up here, but it's fucked up what we do to women in this fucking country. I've seen candidates hated before, but they are yelling at Hillary like she is a literal witch. Like, it is fucking creepy. And like all the shit we do to you, we fucking, one party wants to control your uterus, the other party wants to debate how we can control it just a little less. Like, that's the fucking debate. That's the level. They shoot up a Planned Parenthood and they won't call it domestic terrorism during the Democratic debates. So, like, how much is your fucking life worth as a fucking woman? I think you guys should get to kill one dude every 5 years. One guy. Or shoot. Shoot to maim. You're better than cops. You can shoot to maim. Get to kill one, shoot one dude every 5 years, and the cops are like, did he do anything? Did he attack you? And they're just like, no, he looked like one of them. He looked like he wanted to control me, and I shot him. I stood my ground. Do I own this? Is this my ground? Oh, no, wait, you're still debating? Fuck. Because, man, like, we live in a bubble, but it's a fucking scary country, man. And I'm not talking shit about the bubble. I love the bubble. It was a long road to the bubble, and I ain't fucking leaving the bubble. I am not going back. I will fucking be a janitor on a puke sidewalk in Van Nuys before I move back to fucking Kentucky. I don't even know what that means. But yeah, we live out here, and you forget, like, what dog shit it is. Like, just take a drive. Take a nice drive from, like, Omaha, Nebraska to L.A. Like, a nice two-day drive. And there's, count the pro-life billboards. Every 80 miles, just yelling at women what to do with their body. Like, we won't even let you guys have a nice drive. You can't even have a nice drive. You can't have a relaxing drive without your uterus getting involved and the government yelling at you. Are you fuck? Where's that scene in all your ladies, like, road trip movies where they're like, I want to soak up the fuck. Get off me. Fucking crazy, because like if there were billboards every 80 miles telling us what to do with our dumb cranks, you don't think the highway would just be littered with trucks on fire? Just fucking littered, like Fury Road, just all the, oh, get off my balls, big government, just right into the poles. Every fuck, all the Calvins in the world couldn't piss out those fires. And then everything geared towards us is supposed to make us hate you. Which is weird. Like, that same drive, that same where I realized that, I was listening to sports talk radio, please don't leave. I like basketball. Oh, that's the liberal one. Cool, you can stay. yeah, I was listening to, like, sports talk radio, and it was during Father's Day weekend, and, like, the weirdest thing, sports talk radio is already aggressive, but then you add, like, auto parts store ads to it. It is the most weirdly male aggressive shit for no reason. You would think women weren't allowed to drive. If you listen to these ads, they're all just like 80s guitar, like, get in the zone. Auto nap on, no, wow. Like, who are you yelling at? I'm just a man driving. I like sports. This is like Father's Day weekend, and all the ads were like, it's Father's Day. Leave the wife at home. Damn it. What if she's listening and wanted to buy me nice for Father's Day? Shut up, pussy. Get in the zone. All right, I guess I'll get in the zone. All right. Fellas. Yeah? Can I call you Phyllis? Yeah, you're in my zone, bro. Call me whatever you want. We're zone boys now. Cool. This Father's Day weekend. Don't work on your marriage. Work on your car. Because that's the thing that'll drive you away from your dead marriage. Get in the zone. Doesn't love you. She won't even let you feed the dog pizza in the tub anymore, so Pizza Fridays are gone, that bitch. Just imagine. Zone bro? Yeah, I'm your bro. Da-da-da-da. Just imagine, you've had it. You're finally gone, dude. You got up the courage to leave her. You're in the driveway. The John Cougar Mellencamp's already playing in your head. You're free, baby. You put that key in the sweet ignition, and we know what that means. Then you go to turn it. You hear nothing. Why? You're gay about spark plugs. Get in the zone. Happy Father's Day. Leave your wife. Hey, guys. Thanks a lot.